This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill the promise. Let us all unite.
All right, folks, welcome to the Corporation Nation radio program. I am Clint Richardson, your host. Joining me today for a special edition on this December 9th, 2013 is my usual Thursday guest, Mr. Freeman Burt. Welcome to the show, Burt. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me there, Bud. Hope to be able to add to the enlightening subject that you're about to bring about.
Well, I'm sure you will. I don't think you'll have any problem interjecting here today. What I wanted to do today was to cover something. You know, I first of all, let me just say thank you. And if the gentleman who did this is listening, you know who I'm talking about. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, I just happened to mention on air that I'd found this new dictionary and I thought it was wonderful because it actually, for the most part, it quotes scripture as most of its examples. And this is the Webster's 1828 Dictionary of the English Language. It's a fantastic, fantastic dictionary. And it has opened my eyes in ways that some of the other dictionaries have not. And so I wanted to thank. What I did is I said, hey, if anybody out there wants to get me I don't know if I said a Christmas gift or what, want to make me a very happy guy, I don't ask for much, get me an 1828 Webster's Dictionary. Next thing I know, someone's asking for my address so they can send it to me. And now I've got this big green monstrosity in front of me that has just some of the most fantastic. It's not a legal dictionary per se, but it's a sort of a combination of both, and it's fantastic. One of the words that I found, I sometimes find a legal dictionary, and this is probably crazy to most folks, but I sometimes find the dictionary more enjoyable than a fiction book, because if you find one word, just one word, it can lead you down a chase, down a path, where you have to then look up 20 or 30, it's like a treasure hunt, 20, 30 different words just to get the concept of what is being said in the one definition. Because, of course, every word in the legal language must be defined. And that's why we continuously repeat that every word that you agree to in any contract must be defined. It is not a conversational word. It is not there because it loves you or because it It wants to help you. It's there to bind you. Okay, all words in the dictionary, in the legal language, are there as some form of legal bondage, and you must understand that. So I'm looking through, and I find this word just haphazardly, and the word is denizen. Now, it's kind of like citizen, except you're changing the C-I-T to D-E-N. So I'm looking at this thing going, huh, denizen. And as I'm reading the definition, I figure out and I start writing a blog entry. And the blog entry, which I haven't posted yet, is called How Slaves Were Enfranchised into the Federal Corporation. That's going to be the name of the article. How Slaves Were Enfranchised into the Federal Corporation. Now, Bert and I have talked about this in length, about the 14th Amendment citizen that was basically put into place to control the slaves. And it's interesting because very much like the people, they had to let the slaves go. In other words, they had to free all the slaves into a certain form or status. And once that took place, then they could control them. Then they could add to them, they could give them privileges and protect them, as we've talked about before. So let me read you this definition for denizen. And we're going to base the show around this because I believe that that's what we all are. We call ourselves citizen, and the codes even refer to us as citizens, but technically, when we actually look, we find that this is a much, much better description for what we are. So let me just read this to you here. Denizen, the noun. In England, an alien who is made a subject by the King's Letters Patent. Okay. Holding a middle state. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Holding a middle state between an alien and a natural-born subject. He may take land by purchase or device, and basically what that means is that he may purchase the title, not the actual land himself. And this is something which says which an alien cannot. So an alien cannot come on and purchase the title of land without becoming a citizen. But he cannot take by inheritance. And this is very apropos to what we call citizen, because we cannot inherit land. We can only inherit the title, and that is even iffy if no one challenges it. And then, of course, there's the 50% death tax or other types of taxes, estate tax. All right? So it's an in-between state to be a denizen. A stranger admitted to residence. We've talked about residence before, and certain rights in a foreign country. The final definition is very simple. A citizen. Now the verb, transient verb, to make a denizen, this is very interesting, to admit to residence with certain rights and privileges or to enfranchise. Oh, boy. Let me tell you something, folks. I've got to read you the definition of enfranchise from the 1828 dictionary here. From franchise. Okay, we always think that we set the slaves free. Here's what it says. To enfranchise means to set free or to liberate from slavery. But it doesn't just stop there. It says to make free of a city, corporation, or state to admit to the privileges of a freeman. Okay, a freeman is one word, F-R-E-E-M-A-N. It then goes on to say that the English colonies were enfranchised by special charters. Oh, well. Okay, a franchise, you know, we've talked about the word colony meaning plantation. But this actually says the colonies were enfranchised by special charters, and those were actually constitutions. There's thousands of constitutions out there. We seem to refer to the one and only constitution, but that's just the latest. To free or release from custody, to naturalize, or to denison. So to enfranchise is to denison. To receive as denizens, as to enfranchise foreign words. To enfranchise, to make free, to incorporate a man, to incorporate a man in a society or body politic. Folks, we are corporations. We are in the corporation nation. We'll be back. Living in the street.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure. He's cleaning up the systems to keep his nature pure.
Welcome back. Truly to the Corporation Nation radio program. The word of the day, folks, is denizen. D-E-N-I-Z-E-N. It turns out, in my humble opinion, that the word citizen is just a, well, I guess you could call it a precursor or a almost a descriptive word to describe a denizen. Citizen. Denison. Again, to admit to residence with certain rights and privileges or to enfranchise, and you are limited to what you can do. You're sort of in a state of limbo. Now, Bert, doesn't that sound very much like a United States citizen as a foreign or as a resident in a foreign country?
It sure does. And I mean, it makes actually perfect sense with the way that they operate, because you're actually an alien relatively to the District of Columbia, but you at the same time can be a subject of that federal government. So it's in pretty well.
It's bizarre. To make free of a city, to enfranchise, to make the corporation or state, to admit to the privileges of a free man, to naturalize, to denizen, to receive as denizens. I'm sure that this has a lot to do with the military rule that we so enjoy. What is a freeman? And this is interesting, Bert, because I've got on you before about calling yourself a freeman. I have lectured you, and now I'm going to do it again. One who is in the enjoyment of the right to do whatever he pleases, not forbidden by law. If the law says that you must stay in a 10-by-10 room all of your life and be fed through bars, well, that is what that's the enjoyment of the rights that a free man will have. One in possession of the civil rights enjoyed, another legal term, by the people generally. One who enjoys liberty, of course, there's five or six different types of liberty, and we're not talking about the good kind. One who is not subject to the will of another, unless one who enjoys or is entitled to a franchise or a peculiar privilege. Okay, so what did we see up here now? To enfranchise is to admit to the privileges of a freeman, to naturalize or to denizen. This is actually incredible to think that this whole time we've just been calling ourselves a citizen when, in fact, underneath it all, we are. It's actually kind of hard, Bert, to describe what it means to call someone a denizen. It's like calling them riffraff, almost. It's like this. It's almost like a naturalized alien. It's like some limbo state where you're not naturally born because government doesn't recognize natural anything, and you're not an alien. You're someone with a privilege.
Yeah, and I mean when you begin to see the way that the political system works, and we're still unraveling a lot of things about how this political system works, because if you look at all the constitutions of every state, you know, they like to use the word people in their preambles and in the very beginning of their supposedly bills of rights. But so the question is, who are those people? Because those people cannot really exist, because everybody else is being treated as, like you say, a subject, or they're being treated like an alien of that particular state. So who are these people that they're talking about? So the average man or woman walking down the street is acting like a subject, and he's alien to his own state, which makes him this term that you're talking about.
It's bizarre. I mean, it's like almost like opening your eyes for the first time. There's a lot of other words here, of course, that, as I said, it's like a connect the dots when you find the right word, it's like a little journey, and it's quite incredible. Well, let's see. I lost my page here. Here's another thing that I found. Now, I've said this many times. We just read the definition of a free man, one word. But it's also, that applies to the same thing as freedom. Freedom being one word. Dom, D-O-M, is actually a very important word in and of itself. You have the definition for free, which is being at liberty or not being under necessary restraint, physical or moral. Basically, free to do what you want as long as you're not breaking the natural law, doing any harm to others. But when you add the word dom to anything, wisdom, anything, kingdom, let me read you what it actually says here. The word dom or D-O-M is used as a termination. It denotes jurisdiction or property and jurisdiction. So if you claim to have freedom, what does that mean? Primarily doom or judgment, as in kingdom or earldom. Hence, it is used to denote a state, condition, or quality, as in wisdom or freedom. So now when we move down, again, and we read the definition of freedom, liberty, the right to do what is not forbidden by law. Freedom does not preclude the idea of subjugation or subjection to law. In fact, it presupposes the existence of some legislative provision by securing the like observance from others. In other words, forcing people to obey the law. And we go back to the 1828 dictionary here with Webster's. Freedom is a state of exemption from the power or control of another, or liberty, exemption from slavery, servitude, or confinement. Now, when we look at that definition, that kind of puts it in a new perspective. Freedom literally means that you are a slave, that you are carrying around that moniker. And as we discussed on Friday, if you're convicted of a crime, then guess what? You're a prison laborer, a slave, in other words. So you're walking around with freedom, which is like having a license to not be a slave. It's exactly what it says. It's an exemption. It doesn't mean you're not enslaved. It means that while you're walking around, I guess the best way to put it is, while you're walking around, you're exempt from martial law or military rule. You're allowed to roam freely.
Well, let's look at it like this. When they're talking about freedom, what they're saying is that in your normal state, you're actually a slave.
Yes.
And when you're not in your normal state, you are licensed to be free.
You've got like a hall pass that gives you the freedom. Free to do what you want as long as the law says it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
The second you break that law, you go back to being
a slave, which is your normal state.
Your normal state. That's the interesting part about this. It also goes on to say particular privileges, franchise, immunity. Franchise. Freedom is a franchise, folks. Immunity. As the freedom of a city, power of enjoying franchises, any exemption from constraint or control, and a license. Those are the definitions of freedom. This is crazy. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. Battles about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy, all our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like.
Rather gruesome, rather wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushrooms, like a walnut.
It is the most mysterious part of the human body, and yet it dominates the way we live our adult lives. It is the brain.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're in the Corporation Nation with Clint Richardson and my special guest today, Bert. Freeman Bert. I'm gonna get on you again about that Freeman thing.
Okay, well, I'm gonna change my name from Denison to Venison. How about that? Venison Bert.
Denison Bert. Yep. Denison Clint, Denison Bert. Well, we're all apparently, as we discussed, we're all apparently not citizens per se, but denizens. I just find this to be so fascinating. We are franchised. All these definitions basically go back and use the same each other to describe each other. So to enfranchise again is to naturalize, or to denison, to admit to the privileges of a free man. Free man being one word. This, I want to scream this from the mountaintop because it's such a revelation, that really, Bert, I mean, if we were to say that this points to the fact that we are actually in a feudal system, would you say?
Well, I mean, the best way, you know, we were talking earlier that people need to realize is that we live in a farm, and we are the ones being farmed. We're not the owners of the farm. We're the product that goes out of the farm. And the best way to really visualize this is to call yourself, or to see yourself as a cow. You know, they're either going to milk you or they're going to slaughter you, but they're going to get their product out of you one way or another, because outside of you providing some kind of a benefit to go upwardly, you're basically useless. And some of the cows that try to act like they're smarter than the others need to be made examples so that the other cows won't get any ideas. And when they try to break through the fence and they've managed to get across the fence, they find out that, hey, I just walked into another farm where they're going to give me their citizenship and call me a citizen of their state, belonging to their state. So I just left, you know, one frying pan and I either jump into the fire or I jump into another frying pan. And that's really how the system is designed worldwide.
And I guess you could take that a step further and you could say each one is either in reality or virtually a port of entry. You mm-hmm. enter, and what do you need? You need a passport.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You enter into a different form or a different flag. Of course, the flag represents admiralty, maritime law. It's the only reason we have flags. We're to fly them on the ships, of course, to tell other ships who we were and that we were acting in commerce fairly and weren't looking for a fight necessarily. To obey the international laws of nations, basically. And that's really what we're talking about. When we say farms, we're literally talking about different feudal systems.
And you know, and what I'm finding out, because right now I'm doing actually a breakdown for some people that I'm helping in court, and I'm taking a breakdown, and this is actually in California. I'm going through all the different codes that they have there. California is huge. Their code is comparable to the federal government code. That's how big it is. But although it is big, it is very thorough and it's very detailed. So I'm actually starting to like it. And I'm going through and trying to show all the different connections. And what I'm seeing is that if you get a sense of who you are supposed to be, you can actually use their codes and everything to set yourself free, because nothing in their code applies to you, but you have to have some basic understanding. And I mean, that's some of the things that I'm trying to, you know, to do in my, on my website and on those meetings that I'm doing. And you know, Gary will probably get on here and talk a little bit about his experience and the confidence that you can gain by knowing where you are. You know, if you at least know that you're in a farm, then at least you know that, you know, maybe you should put rubber boots on and take your fancy heels off, Clint. <You know? laughs>
waddle through the crap a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to go in your high heels into a farm. So if you know that that's where you are, then you will at least prepare yourself accordingly. And the same thing going to these courts. I mean, when you understand the reality of how this thing actually works, reading through the code, it makes so much more sense. And that's why, you know, someone like Clint can read through all these terms and become fascinated by it, because he's able to connect it with the truth. And, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. It's more fun.
Well, I don't know if it's fun. Fun might not be the right word.
Oh, it has to be fun for you to spend as much time as you do researching.
I guess. Yeah, it's like a drug almost, I guess. This really bothers me, though, because, we're talking about status and how important it is to establish the status. Well, what do you think I am? When you're talking to me like this and treating me like a subject or treating me like something, what is it that you think that I am? And I think that that concept has been, at this point, so lost that the assumption is just so normal when a police officer, for instance, approaches you and he believes that he has jurisdiction. I guarantee that if you ask any cop out there, he doesn't know the definition of jurisdiction. He doesn't know the definition of consent. He doesn't know these definitions because that's not what they're taught. So the status of, what can we say? Slave with a license to walk around freely, as the general status that needs to be pushed around every once in a while and reminded who's boss, you know. That's kind of how I think these police officers must feel to try to be empathetic. I try to imagine how they feel walking around and everybody's looking at them like an authority figure. And, it kind of reminds me of the way cows look at me when I walk into the farmyard. They look at me as with a flight or fight. Response, and they're sitting there and they're looking at me. If I get too close, they run. Hopefully they don't run at me. And that's exactly what a cop must feel like. I mean, this is crazy. The default status is a slave with a license to roam. That's bizarre to think about.
Yeah, but in fact, that's the truth. And here's something crazy that I'm learning from, you know, this endless research that we do, is when you go to court, there is no such thing as being coerced. And this is going to sound crazy, but you are not coerced in court so long as they give you the chance to appeal.
Oh.
And that's how they see it. And that's court case decisions. So you cannot claim that you're being coerced because they say, well, we'll coerce you. We'll force you to go through trial. We'll force you to do all these things. But it's not really coercion because you can always appeal. So this is how these people operate. This is how these people think. So when you really begin to understand how these people operate, it just opens up your eyes to where you can see past their nonsense or be able to look through the forest and see the line on the other side.
Well, it seems to me that they're operating no different than a farmer herding cow or cattle. And that makes a lot more sense when we talk about it in this form. All right, folks, we'll be back and we'll take a call from Gary, who's had some interesting stuff in court.
The mission was successfully completed. Reality.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Is this real, or is this just rhyme?
Oh, we're in the Corporation Nation radio program. With me today is Freeman Bert, and we have a caller. Bert has a, well, I guess we'll call him a client that's been going to court and always challenging the normal functions of the court. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Clint. Bert, how you guys doing?
Hey there. Very good. What's going on with your case, sir?
I was just Skyping Bert and asking him what he thought I should focus on. And so the last time I went to court, which was a month ago, I entered in a motion for the court to tell me what my status is.
Political status.
Yeah, my political status. And the way the system works in a lot of states, North Carolina, it works. So they bring you into court, and the first thing they want you to do is to tell them whether you want a state-appointed attorney or you want to hire your own attorney, or whether you want to defend yourself. And it's all a trick question. So I refuse to give them that information, and they essentially assigned me an attorney. And so today I went to court to appear with the court with my attorney, and I met with my attorney today, and he went over my motions, and he took me off to the side there, and he goes, "You don't really expect me to stand up in front of the court and ask them what your status is as a citizen, do you?" And I says, "Well, I think that'd be good information for me to know, to see how the court is looking at me so I could determine how to defend myself." And he goes, well, you're also asking them to challenge the jurisdiction of the court. Are you a resident of North Carolina? I says, "Well, I'm not sure." He goes, "Well, do you live in North Carolina?" I says, "Well, I don't, what do you mean by live?" He goes, "Do you live in North Carolina?" And I says, "Can you define live, please?" He goes, "Now you're being hard to get along with. Do you eat and sleep in North Carolina every day?" And I say, "From time to time I do. But I consider my domicile to be in Washington, D.C. Anyway, so we go on, and Bert wanted me to comment on your level of confidence when dealing with these people, is that I've now been in the game long enough to know what to expect from these people, and I can anticipate their reaction, but at the same time they can surprise you. So the attorney says, "Okay." I told him at this point, I says, "What I'm really interested in now, I have motions I have presented to the court, and I would like to get them heard. And I do not want to waive my arraignment because, based on North Carolina statute, some statute or some motions have to be made before the arraignment. So therefore, I didn't want to have an arraignment before I was sure that all the motions that I needed to present before the arraignment was I had my ducks in the row there."
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, "Okay, well, I think I can get us a hearing to get your motions heard next hearing." Okay, and that was in the morning, about 10 o'clock. So I sat there till 4 in the afternoon. And he walks back into the courtroom, and they call me up, and he goes to the court, and he says, "Your Honor, I had a meeting with Mr. Allen this morning. This is the first time we've met, and I've come to the conclusion that there's no way me and him are going to be able to agree on how I should defend him. So therefore, I wish to withdraw my name for his representation." And then she goes, "Okay, Mr. Allen, do you want to defend yourself, or do you want the court to appoint you another attorney? Yes or no?" I just want a yes or no answer. And I goes, "Wow, Your Honor, you know, I just met Mr. Blanton this morning, and his reaction here today and his presentation is kind of surprising to me, because that wasn't anything in our conversation today earlier. So therefore, I would at least like the opportunity for me and Mr. Blanton to sit down and maybe have the opportunity to iron out our differences, and maybe we could come to some reasonable conclusion." And she goes, "Well, I think that's a good idea." She says, "Mr. Blanton, what do you think about that?" He goes, "Well, that was well worded, Your Honor." because I'm going to continue this till the 14th of next month. See you then, Mr. Allen.
Yeah, so here's one thing that Gary already had decided as soon as they appointed him this attorney, is that he was going to milk this attorney for all his worth. They want to give him an attorney? All right, we'll take your attorney, but we're going to make him work for us. We ain't gonna be working for you.
Well, then you're putting him into a conflict of interest because his main duty is to the bar.
Exactly. So that's what we're trying to do now, is we're trying to make this guy actually work for Gary. Huh, what a concept. The attorney working for you. And see, the attorney doesn't want to work for him. The attorney does not want to bring an issue before the court that is gonna really take Gary out of the jurisdiction of the court, because that would be going against what he's actually supposed to be doing, which is maintaining the business of the court.
Yeah, and I think you have to be careful, too, when the court asks you if you want to defend yourself. Well, what do you mean? Do you mean pro se? Do you mean – I mean, do you mean that I should be my own attorney? What do you mean? Because that enters into a whole different, that's a choice as well. That's by asking one question, she was offering you a choice. You could take on the role of your own attorney, or you could literally stand as a man. You have to be careful with that too.
Yeah. And you know, here's another way to look at the whole idea of going to court. Imagine yourself back in the Roman days when they had the big Colosseum and they would bring in lions or whatever. And there's the lions, and then they turn to you and say, well, Clint, do you want to defend yourself, or do you want this guy to stand in for you? But if he loses, the lions get to eat you. So what would you like to do? And by the way, you have a 2-inch knife to protect yourself with from the 6 lions. I mean, this is really what happens in court. This is the choices that they give you. And you shouldn't even be in there because there's nothing for you to defend. You have no problems with those lions. You have no business in that Colosseum. You want to go about your business. But they coerced you in there and they're telling you, no, we want you to play. Here's your 2-inch knife and then here's the show. Let's get started. How do you want to plead?
Well, it reminds me of the Delphi technique. When they go to a public meeting, for instance, and they say, their plans are, they've already changed the master plan, it's already set, all they need to do is put it out there for the consent of the people. So they don't say, well, what do you think, folks, should we build this, should we take someone's property to build a park or a school or whatever? They say, they use questions, loaded questions. We want to know your opinion. Should we use this land that we're going to eminent domain for this or for this? Mm-hmm. You see the difference? That one's asking permission. One is trying to lead you into very, very limited choices, and you have to be very careful. They know what they're doing, and they are using a version of that Delphi.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the one thing that I wanted Gary to talk about is that they kind of – things didn't go – and you can never prepare completely – things didn't go like he was expecting it to go, because the attorney told him he was going to get up there and present his motions. And all of a sudden, he changed the plan. And yeah. Gary had to think quickly on his feet.
All right. Well, we're going to be back. We got to get a break. Stay with us, Gary and folks.
With financial